The danger of mixing business and politics. Some are finding out the hard way. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 9th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, Virgin Galactic to go public. We've got news about mergers and acquisitions, President Trump, and Twitter blocking. So what's on the minds of global CEOs and the biggest threat to the economy? We'll share that with you. It's peace at last between Google and YouTube. Those stories and more, along with four questions for presidential candidate John Delaney. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks so much for clicking through. And you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, as we all know, we live in a polarized world. And when business gets mixed up in politics, out come the long knives of social media. You want some proof? Shoppers have taken to Twitter and other social media platforms to call for a boycott of Home Depot following news that one of its founders will back Donald Trump's bid in a second term in the White House. In an interview with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Bernie Marcus said that he intends to support Trump's reelection campaign, saying that while the president sucks at communication, his impact on employment and aggressive stances toward China and Iran have been positive. However, many on Twitter appeared to disagree. The company was hit today with hundreds of tweets saying they will just take their business elsewhere. And we've seen this on a local level as well, where a business, even a small business, ticks off over 50% of the consumer base because they support one political party or a candidate over another. Lost in all of this is the fact that Bernie Marcus is no longer the chair of the Home Depot board, having retired. The company put out this statement, quote, Bernie retired from the Home Depot more than 15 years ago and isn't speaking on behalf of the company. In fact, as a standard practice, the company does not endorse presidential candidates, end quote. But, hey, who reads the fine print? Bottom line, though, is mixing business and politics might not be in your best interest. Meanwhile, and speaking of Twitter, today, an appeals court said that President Donald Trump cannot legally block users on Twitter. The second U.S. Court of Appeals upheld a New York judge's ruling that found that Trump engaged in unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination by utilizing Twitter's blocking function to limit certain users' access to his social media account, which is otherwise open to the public at large because he disagrees with their speech. The ruling went on to say, quote, we hold that he engaged in such discrimination, end quote. The judges on the appeals court concluded that the First Amendment does not permit a public official who utilizes a social media account for all manner of official purposes to exclude persons from an otherwise open online dialogue because they expressed views with which the official disagrees. The official in this case would be the president. A Trump administration rule that would have forced pharmaceutical companies to disclose wholesale drug prices in television ads starting today, well, that was blocked by a federal judge. The court said the Department of Health and Human Services didn't have the authority to impose such a rule. A trio of pharmaceutical companies and a national advertising group brought the lawsuit, arguing that the price disclosures, often different from what people would pay at the pharmacy, would confuse patients. Well, it's a bold move at this time, but Richard Branson is taking Virgin Galactic public. Today, the billionaire space tourism venture said that it will go public as part of a deal that will see new investors take a 49% stake in the company. Virgin Galactic will merge with social capital Hedo Sophia, a company formed by venture capital firms Social Capital and Hedo Sophia, as traded on the New York Stock Exchange under SCH. Virgin Galactic's existing investors are being offered a combination of SCH stock and cash. The current management of Virgin Galactic will remain in place. Going public will help Virgin Galactic raise money needed to compete against rivals like Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and Elon Musk's SpaceX in the billionaire's space race. Hundreds of people are lining up to ride the short high-speed trip aboard a Virgin Galactic space plane and have already agreed to pay $200,000 to $250,000 for a seat. Well, today we learned that network gear maker Cisco Systems will buy optical component maker Arcadia Communications for $2.8 billion in cash. The $70 per share offer represents a premium of about 46% to Arcadia's closing price of yesterday. The deal is Cisco's largest acquisition since its $3.7 billion purchase of business performance monitoring software AppDynamics back in 2017. On the news, shares of Arcadia rose while those of Cisco were down. So what is the biggest threat to the global economy? Well, according to a study of 200 global CEOs, it is cybersecurity. In its 2019 CEO Imperative Study, management consultancy EY surveyed 200 global CEOs among the Forbes Global 2000 and Forbes' largest private companies. Researchers also interviewed 100 senior investors from global companies that had managed at least $100 billion in assets, and they found that the biggest threat is cybersecurity. Income inequality and job losses arising from technological changes were ranked second and third on the list of threats, while ethics in artificial intelligence and climate change rounded out the top five. Well, for those of you who were worried about the spat between YouTube and Google, good news. There is peace at last. The disagreement between Google and Amazon ended today with good news for TV viewers. The YouTube app, which brings the world's most popular video networks to televisions, will be available once again on Amazon Fire TV devices and branded TVs. The companies announced back in April they had agreed to agree, but didn't offer a firm date for when it would become effective. Well, now we know. That effective date is today. In January of last year, YouTube vanished from Fire TV devices and the Amazon Echo Show. Google said at the time it was upset that Amazon wasn't offering its products on the Amazon website. Amazon has relented in recent months and started selling Google products like the Nest thermostat and Google Chromecast streaming device. And now, Amazon's Prime Video, its rival to Netflix, will be available on Google's Android TV platform. So there, everybody's peaceful once again. Don't you feel better now? Good news for Iowa airports. The Federal Aviation Administration will award $477 million in airport infrastructure grants, the third allotment of the total $3.1 billion in airport improvement programming funds for airports across the United States. The grants to airports in Iowa include the following awards: $511,000 to Clarion Municipal Airport to rehabilitate a runway, $4.7 million to Des Moines International Airport to reconstruct an apron and taxiway, and $1.5 million to Perry's Municipal Airport to reconstruct a runway. Hey, coming up, four questions for presidential candidate and former Maryland Congressman John Delaney. We're going to be talking about health care, voting rights, education, and capital access in minority communities. Stay tuned. It is the Business News Hour.